Today's sermon for June 20th, 2020 is based on a section of Luke chapter 4 and on the term from the Akan people, Sankofa. Sankofa is not a word I was familiar with until preparing for the service to commemorate Juneteenth. The image of the bird, feet firmly rooted forward, head turned toward the back. I guess I may have seen it before, but perhaps I only saw a bird. There's a parallel image, an image of the Sankofa heart. That one is more familiar to me because it's been used more commonly as a religious symbol. According to the Spirituals Project of the University of Denver, the Akan people from the region in and around Ghana have an ancient and rich cultural heritage that includes the extensive use of pictorial symbolism. This writing system, known as Andinkra, symbolizes the Akan way of life. Individually, each symbol or picture can be associated with an aphorism or proverb. These aphorisms, proverbs, are rooted in the Akan experience. These proverbs offer insight into African philosophical thought, their cosmology and worldview, so that collectively, the Andinkra symbols and their accompanying proverbs form a communication system that preserves and transmits the accumulated cultural and spiritual values of the people. Specifically, the Sankofa symbol is based on a mythical bird, with its feet moving forward, its head turned backwards. The Akan believe that the past serves as wisdom and guide for planning the future. Yet while considering one's past, one must not remain there. The Akans believe that there must be movement and new learning as time passes. And still, as this forward march proceeds, the knowledge of the past must never be forgotten. And so the Sankofa proverb reminds us, it is not wrong to go back for that which you have forgotten. Jesus stood in the temple early in his public ministry, and he was handed an ancient scroll with words from their great ancestor and prophet, Isaiah. "The Spirit of God is upon me," he read, "because God has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. I have been sent to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. I have come to let the oppressed go free and to proclaim a time of God's favor." Jesus is taking a text from a time that the people had perhaps forgotten, and he brings it to the present to better shape their future. But as soon as Jesus begins to interpret what these ancient words mean for their present time, that the Jewish people would be sharing God's blessings with perceived outsiders and even enemies, well, it infuriated the people that were gathered there, and Jesus' own hometown folk wished to hurl him off a cliff and actually moved to do so. Which is why I believe that many of us have chosen silence. Many of us who benefit from privilege do not wish to turn back to remember. We do not want to remember the horrors of slavery, of segregation's Jim Crow laws, of the atrocities of racial violence. Many of us have chosen silence and selective memory. But that is not God's way, and it never has been. It is not wrong to go back for that which you have forgotten. In fact, it is essential to our future. As the Jewish people were moving out of generations of slavery, remembering their past and God's activity in their past was indeed essential to their future. in the book of Deuteronomy, the people are about to enter the promised land, and God begins by retelling them the stories of their past slavery and the Exodus by God's hand, saying, "You shall put these words of mine in your heart and soul. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Write them on your doorposts of your house and on your gates, so that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied." To move into a sacred future, one must remember the struggles of the past. It is not wrong to go back for that which you have forgotten. In fact, it is essential. We all know that being stuck in some past experience isn't healthy for our present or our future. But any good counselor will tell you, if we don't address the pain of our past, a dysfunctional version of it will rise and manipulate and control our future. Toxic fear rises, a fear that we often don't understand. It shakes us to the core, often provoking us to anger or avoidance. It is not wrong to go back for that which you have forgotten. Indeed, it is necessary. But in this hard work, we must also be prepared. And this should be of no surprise to you. We live in systems of unaddressed pain. In our own selves, in our families, our communities, our country. So when we start naming the painful truths of our past, when we start naming the ways in which our present systems need to be changed in light of this knowledge, the way things need to be changed so that a healthier and just future for all people can be possible, our communities may just be inclined to hurl us off some proverbial cliff. And so we have to prepare ourselves, trusting that sacrifice can and does provide for a fuller future. At this point in Jesus' story, he is able to pass through the angry mob seeking to hurl him off a cliff, but later he will be imprisoned, and yes, we all know the story. He is in fact killed. Our ability to recollect the past, and in so doing build a better future for people and planet, it will have consequences. Systemic sin will raise its ugly head and resist. Fear and anger will rise up in and around us. The fullness of life that God intends for us all, though it is freely given, this gift of life has been enslaved by our own human insecurities. We find unconditional love and freedom hard to trust, and so we have enslaved it. And this cannot continue. The gospel demands abolition of this entrapment. Because fullness of life is a gift of God for all people. And some of us have stolen and hoarded more than our fair share. So it is time that we start opening ourselves up to release that which we have held captive and to name the good news that is, in fact, for all. For the Spirit of God is upon us. God has anointed us, you and me, to bring good news to the poor. We are sent to proclaim release to the captives. And we are to recover our sight and cease to be blind to the suffering of others. Time has come for us to let the oppressed go free and to proclaim a time of God's favor for all. Amen. May it be so. Ashe.